My name is Sarah Haller. Today I will be using the Circle of Courage model to diagnose a youngster named Caroline. I will use the four components of the Circle of Courage to describe Caroline's strengths and weaknesses, and then I will use this to devise a course of action to help Caroline. Caroline is a 15-year-old girl who is currently repeating the 8th grade. Caroline has an IEP and has been diagnosed as having an emotional and behavioral disorder. She has a history of being aggressive and defiant and has served several long-term suspensions for participating in violent acts at school, both towards teachers and peers. Caroline's home life has been a constant problem, as she is reported to have an abusive relationship with her biological father and stepmother. Caroline's grandmother has been her court-appointed guardian for the last few years, while her father has been trying to obtain a PINS petition. Caroline's biological mother is not part of her life and lives in the Caribbean. Caroline has had a long history of running away, school truancy, engaging in sexual promiscuity, and drug use, and has been known to have depression with suicidal tendencies. She has attended day treatment centers on a short-term basis, usually following hospitalizations, but has ended up back in our school, where she is in an integrated co-teaching classroom. Last year, she was also in this type of classroom, and I was her special education teacher full-time. Her chronic absences from school, as well as her constant cutting of classes when she is in school, led to her needing to repeat the 8th grade. Additionally, she did not show up to take the required state math assessments in the spring or the summer, thus requiring her to repeat the grade. Since the beginning of this school year, Caroline has had a hard time accepting the fact that she is still an 8th grader. One of her few friends, Dominique, was promoted to the 9th grade at our school. At the beginning of the year, Caroline would try to go to Dominique's classes and lunch period with her, instead of attending her classes. This behavior was not appropriately addressed by all teachers, as many teachers seem to be scared of the reaction Caroline may have if she is reprimanded. Caroline's violent and disrespectful behavior has gotten her quite the reputation of a student whom teachers should not mess with. This year, Caroline's attendance has not been any better, and on the days when she comes to school, she often comes very late and cuts most of her classes, especially those she finds academically challenging. I will now use the Circle of Courage model to assess Caroline's strengths and weaknesses. Caroline appears to have a very distorted or absent sense of belonging. She has few friends, most of whom are negative influences on her, and she craves negative attention. She constantly comes to school out of uniform, even though the school has given her several uniform shirts. This causes her to be chided by authorities and often placed on in-school suspension. She's always taking out her cell phone in class, which is another rule-breaking behavior that causes her to receive negative attention from adults. As mentioned, Caroline does not have positive or close relationships with her parents, and she reports that she does not feel loved or accepted by her father, stepmother, or even her grandmother. Caroline also engages in promiscuous and risky behavior, such as sexually acting out and using drugs and alcohol. Caroline has tremendous difficulty trusting helping adults and has not been able to speak out freely about her home life. Rumor has it that Caroline has even been involved in local neighborhood gangs, again a sign of her distorted sense of belonging. Her aggressive and defiant behavior are also signs of need in this most important area of belonging. When Caroline is in the classroom, again, it's clear she does not feel a part of it, as she often refuses to work in a group or participate in class discussions. In the next area of the Circle of Courage, generosity, Caroline also appears to be weak.